high time now for our tune of the week.
Come on, let's go.
This is the Media Industry Guru Show, the show that exposes you to entertainment, music, film, TV, and tech.
We're online 24/7. 24/7.
You're listening to the hottest internet station.
Hey, Ava, welcome to the Media Industry Guru Podcast. Very excited to have you on and looking forward to hearing all things about you with your school life and then your professional life as an artist.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. Super excited.
So you have achieved remarkable success at such a young age. Can you kind of briefly, very briefly, maybe like a minute or two, walk us through your journey from being a Broadway performer to an emerging artist and singer-songwriter in the pop space?
So I've always loved to perform, and I started my career as an actress when I was 6 years old, and I started auditioning for various Broadway shows. And eventually when I was seven, I booked the role of Little Cosette in the national tour of Les Mis. And shortly after that, I did the national tour of White Christmas, and eventually I joined School of Rock on Broadway, which was kind of incredible and so much fun. And I guess through School of Rock, I kind of discovered my love for songwriting, mainly because I was really surrounded by a lot of musicians. Because the really unique thing about School of Rock was that the casting people weren't just looking for like your traditional like child actors that like dance and sing and like act and stuff, but also they had to be able to play live instruments on stage. So I got to meet a lot of like super unique kids who did other things outside of performing, such as like songwriting. Mm-hmm. So I guess I got inspired by them, and I realized that I've always kind of loved to songwrite. I have this really stupid video of me in second grade thinking about how excited I was to join second grade. And at some point the song goes into like a minor key, and it's like really dramatic, and it's like 10 minutes long. So I guess I've always been songwriting, but I started to take it a little more seriously after School of Rock.
And you have written over 130 songs. So I'm assuming that started right when you were in second grade, right? Is that 130 counting?
Yeah, I don't know when I started counting. I think it started hopefully after that, but I mainly started counting during COVID, actually, because I just had so many new ideas for songs. So they were kind of coming out a lot faster than they had in the past. So I started keeping count.
And you have such an eclectic and impressive catalog of music. So how do you approach your songwriting process, and how has it evolved over the years, and especially from COVID to now?
I guess the songwriting process, I think it's become like ever so slightly more structured now, because it used to be where I would just like randomly come up with song ideas just because I didn't really know what I was doing. And I guess that does kind of still happen now. But now I usually like will come up, I'll have some type of like event happen that gives me some form of inspiration. Then I'll sit down at the piano, write a few chords, write some type of poem, which will be the lyrics, and then improvise a melody. Whereas in the past, I would just like record on my phone, me like walking around and just like singing randomly without figuring out exactly what I want to talk about. So I guess in terms of the topics, my earlier songs were a lot more based on like friends and family. Mm-hmm. And now they're more about like, they're still about friends and family, but they're also about like love and guys. Mm-hmm. And I don't know, just like more topics to cover, I guess, now that I've grown up a little bit.
It feels like some of those ideas, like even if you record them on a phone, like blow up on TikTok, on social, they resonate with people a lot of the times. And that's one of your songs as well, like Happy For You. It resonates with many people who have like experienced unrequited love. So what inspired you to write about this like theme, and what do you hope listeners take away from that piece?
I wrote Happy For You at school. In high school, because I like passed by a guy who I've been kind of crushing on, and I saw him holding hands with a girl, and it was like, oh. And I had been friends with him for a while, and I was like, okay, I really want to be happy for him. I'm just like, deep down, I'm really not. So then I ended up kind of writing down my first demo for that just at school, like in between periods. And I guess I liked what I came up with, and it had been kind of a feeling that I've had before, and I had talked to my friends about it, and I felt like you said, it's kind of a universal experience. So I figured I'd I'd release that out. And people really seemed to connect to it, which was really great. That's one of the goals.
Yeah, people can definitely relate to those relationships on a deeper and personal level. And I'm assuming maybe did this trickle into your latest music video, Sick?
Thankfully, not about the same guy. It's actually one of my first songs that's not about a specific experience, but more so just about like a general feeling. So it's the feeling about how love can be like nauseating sometimes, especially if you're like really obsessed with somebody. And I guess I started kind of like having fun with it, coming up with all these similarities between illness and then being in love. So I have all these like silly metaphors, I guess, about how I have like a headache over you, or WebMD is all WebMD says you're all I need. So it's more of like, I feel like it's one of my sillier pop songs. But yeah, it definitely had to do with crushing on somebody.
And what was your experience creating the music video and that evolution and then just releasing it?
So the inspiration for the music video came from all those silly lines that I was talking about, and kind of just blowing the whole experience out of proportion. The music video takes place in a hospital that has all these like hearts, and it's very fantasized. And I don't know, I just ended up collaborating with the director, Wally Wang, about like how we wanted to get this message across. And it was a little bit of a delay on getting the music video out, but I'm so happy it was released yesterday, because it's just a silly and fun music video, so I really like it.
Yeah, it's very enjoyable, not only on like the month of Valentine's Day, but like throughout the
Right.
whole year, you can listen to it and relate to it just like with friends, family, and even in a relationship throughout high school and even beyond.
Yeah, no, I'm so glad that people are liking it, because it was really fun to make.
And reflecting on your experiences like on Broadway and being in the music industry, like what advice would you give to aspiring artists who want to pursue their dreams, like want to be in your shoes? You're juggling a lot of hats, artists, and then a former Broadway star and in school. It's quite impressive.
I guess the main thing that I would say to people is to just kind of go for it. I feel like in my earlier experiences recording music, I kind of held back in terms of releasing them, just because I felt I had this impression that they had to be like perfect or something before I released them. But really, it sounds kind of cliche, but I've come to realize that the imperfections are really what makes like music so beautiful. So I've learned to like embrace those more and just kind of go for it in terms of releasing what I think is meaningful. Like, I had this experience with a producer recently where I was in the studio and he was trying to get me to like loosen up or whatever. And he had me like sing this one line in like a bunch of really silly voices, which we ended up actually kind of using, and it ended up being really fun. And while we were doing it, I was like, oh wow, this is like so amazing. I haven't had an experience like this before where we're just like fooling around in the studio, trying to get like the best take or whatever. And he was like, yeah, you know, Ava, people forget music is supposed to be fun. And that really like stuck with me. So I guess, yeah, just like my advice would be to just have fun with what you're doing, because if you're having fun, everybody else is going to love it. And then, like I said, go for it, and
Go
release
for it.
those songs with the imperfections, because it'll be great.
Yeah, your songs carry deep, meaningful messages, but you display it very not only lighthearted but very upbeat. And that's what keeps it so vibrant and eloquent. And you have such a wide fan base that loves your work in the pop space. So, and also in your history, you've cited like several artists as influences on your music as well, including like Alec Benjamin and Billie Eilish. How do you see some of their elements of their styles like reflected in your music? And can you some specific examples of how their work has inspired your own creative process or sound?
Yeah, I was a really huge fan of Alec, or I still am, but my obsession started with his lyrics, because Alec Benjamin just has like the most incredible lyrics in all of his songs, and he really pays attention to that. So I was going to say my obsession started like a year ago, and I ended up even doing like a school project on it. I don't know, his rhymes like within phrases, I guess that kind of inspired me to take a deeper look at my own lyrics and kind of see like interesting rhyme schemes that don't follow like the normal pattern or whatever. So I guess that's one thing I really admire about Alec Benjamin. I'm also a really huge fan of Tate McRae at the moment. And I've been really inspired by like her performance style as well as her songwriting. She just has like such an incredible stage presence. I've been super inspired by that. And then one of my most recent songs that I recorded, I was actually a little inspired by Lorde. And we'll see how that one is perceived. I can't wait for that one to come out.
And you have a lot also personally and professionally in the works currently. What are some like goals that you have for yourself this upcoming few months or even year as an artist, but also maybe even as a student or just personal or professional?
I just want to release more music. I need to like release a full album soon.
Okay.
I'm so excited. I have an EP in the works and I've released an EP in the past, but I want to do like a full fleshed album at some point. I'd love to go on another tour. I went on my first like music tour this past summer and it was just like such an incredible experience. At some point I went to like this big summer camp with like over 500 kids
Wow.
and it was just such a surreal experience because I don't know, I guess kids have like so much energy
They
and
do.
they were like holding up these signs for me and it's just like extremely sweet. So I'd love to do another music tour and yeah, just continue releasing music, making more music videos and hoping people relate to it.
And you have an upcoming gig as well, so far sound in Boston. Tell us about
Yes.
what you're excited for with that experience.
It's been a second since I've performed for So Far, so I'm like super excited for it. And it's a special event because it's recorded this time, and I don't know what else comes along with that, but they're super excited about it, and they invited me to perform for this special event. So I'm just excited to like reconnect with some fans. I put up on Instagram that I'm performing in Boston, and a bunch of people were like, "Oh my God, I'm from Boston!" I was like, "That's so cool." This is my first time performing my music at a Boston venue. So, yeah, I'm just super excited to reconnect with everybody.
And will people get a little taste of your newest single coming out, possibly?
Oh, yeah, 100%. There are going to be more than one single that's unreleased that's going to be performed. So, everyone can look forward to that. It's going to be really fun.
So as we wrap up our episode, I have a couple last questions. So going to college, both at Berkeley and Harvard, you're studying both science and music. So tell us kind of the balance of gigging, creating new songs, and also balancing all that academic.
It definitely can be a challenge. And I kind of feel like I've been doing it my whole life. So it's not that much of a change. But yeah, so I'm studying neuroscience for now. We'll see what happens at Harvard. And then I'm studying either songwriting or production at Berkeley. And it's been so much fun because I've been just, I guess, I've been meeting like such a huge variety of different people at both schools. And it just kind of has opened the doors for me to, I don't know, I guess just have the college experience at two colleges, which I think is really unique and really fun.
Yeah, it's a unique path, but you got the qualitative and the qualitative mindset. So that's really great that you have that background. Any parting words as we wrap up our episode?
I hope to see some of you guys March 30th at So Far. And I hope you guys love the upcoming music that I'm going to release. I really love it. And I hope you guys do too. And thank you so much for having me.
Great. Well, thank you, Ava, for being on the podcast. Wishing you great success personally and professionally, both at Harvard and Berkeley. And looking forward to hearing more about your experience at So Far Sounds coming up on the 30th. And congratulations on your recent music video with Sick.
Thank you so much. So great to talk to you.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's episode of the Media Industry Guru podcast. Check out the Instagram at Media Industry Guru for all the details on the latest and coolest, I mean coolest, upcoming episodes that you will hear. Email at mediaindustrygurupodcast@gmail.com for any other interviews that you would like to hear, or if you would like to be on the air and give a little promo or talk about yourself or just even chat with me, because you know I'm doing this, I'm invested in this. And tune in weekly, 6 p.m. Pacific, 9 p.m. Eastern, on Tuesdays on the Anchor app, Spotify, Stitcher, Pocket Casts, Breaker, and many more streaming platforms. Thanks again for all of the support and peace out and let's rock and roll.